And we don't need video. That's nice. Yeah. Just talking about that in class.
Oh, good. Because I don't even, I'm, yeah. I am not ready. Video ready. Not video ready.
All right. Well, so I guess, first of all, we just wanted to ask what, really just describing what your role is at the college and how you first got here.
How I first got there. I'm the choral director, as you know. It used to be three different ensembles, and now we have the Glee Club and the Concert Choir, and next year we'll have an intro to singing course offered. I just do all the choral singing and teach. I teach conducting courses and conducting lessons and things like that as well. So, yeah. And how I got to the college, I was in Michigan before this, teaching at Wayne State University, and decided to apply for the job opening because I went to Smith and I thought it'd be lovely to be back, and Amherst has such a rich singing history, so I thought it would be a wonderful program to take part in. So yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, so our first question is kind of like bringing picture back into a specific moment. So obviously I was a member of, or I am a member, but in this moment, I was a member of the choir. And on March 9th, 2020, Amherst College sends and announces the closure of the college due to COVID. And I was just kind of wondering if you could like recount that experience, because I think it was very powerful.
That was such a bizarre day. So first of all, that morning I had a department meeting, and all the music faculty we were sitting in a room, and they said something like, you know, we might be facing a couple changes, you know, distancing. We had a couple concerts coming up, and they said maybe we'll just limit it to students only and faculty and staff, and so we were like kind of grumpy about like having to having those changes. And then, sorry, they're mowing our lawn. So if you hear that, apologies. So I initially thought, okay, so those are the kinds of changes that are going to happen. And then we were in rehearsal, as you remember, and, Gil, approaches me and says, we just got an email. You might want to check your email. And actually a couple other students who should not have been checking their email in rehearsal said, Dr. Bella, we got an email. And it was like in the middle, we were just rehearsing this piece. And then like all of a sudden, you know, I looked at this. And so I made the announcement to everybody that we were immediately going remote. And I remember feeling confused, because at the time it was so early compared to other schools, and it just seemed to me it was like, this is really drastic. It's so funny to reflect on this 2 years later, right? Just like when the whole world really shut down, but in that moment it felt like, wow, that seems absolutely extreme. And then we kind of had a sad moment. So the seniors, that was my last time seeing most of the seniors in that moment. And so I had to say goodbye to them. And people were, we gathered in the lobby and we sang Three Gifts. And that really stood out to me as this like pivotal moment, because that was the last time I made music with people for a very long time, normally. And I would say that we're still not really making music normally, right? Because we're still rehearsing with masks. So, but that was the last time we really were able to sing together in that way. And I think the biggest thing that I realized, and that I think many students realize, is that this community that we have in the choir is very special, but it's also irreplaceable and is absolutely not something that you can do online. Like, it's just, you cannot recreate live singing with other people. It's just, you have to be with others in that shared space. And last night, Marie, you were bringing up, you know, those moments, those amazing moments on stage where you connect with people. And it's just, you can't do that in any other way except for in live performance or live rehearsal. So I think that loss was immediately felt in that week, when everyone was packing up and then we just couldn't sing together. And that the rest of the semester was really hard for everyone in a choir because we really couldn't do anything, and we didn't have the skills or technology yet to like sing. We still don't have that technology to sing together in separate spaces. So, yeah, that was a very scary moment. I actually remember the next day going to the grocery store and feeling really teary because I just was so sad about, and so I'm like walking around buying my popcorn, like kind of tearing up, like just thinking like this is really sad for me, and especially to say goodbye to seniors in that way was very, very hard, I think. So yeah. I was just thinking about that last night and how crazy that was. So.
Yeah, I remember.
I felt lucky though that we were together, like that we found out together. So it was nice to have to be able to say okay, goodbye, in that way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, kind of speaking to what you were talking about then transferring over to like the virtual world, I guess just wondering, like once we were sent to our homes and had to finish the semester virtually. What were like your expectations or ideas for continuing Choral Society in the virtual format? And what did
Yeah.
being like a member of Choral Society at that point kind of look like in the spring of 2020?
Well, it was funny because in the parking lot after so the faculty that week had to get we had to get a bunch of like computer training, which was like hilarious. So we kept having to go in and like they were like, this is what Zoom is. Good luck. And it was funny. And so I was with a couple other faculty members, and I said to them, oh, there's this whole concept of this virtual choir where you record your own parts and you sing. And like everyone was like, what is that? And saying to me, like, that sounds terrible or, whatever. But it really became like our only way of singing together, which it doesn't count as singing together. It's not a choir, right? You're just recording by yourself in a room. So that was a weird concept. I remember going home and Noah was also trying to figure out what to do with choirs. He was teaching at Oberlin actually at the time and had to come back, which was good for me, but because we were apart. But he, immediately had to come home, and he was trying to figure out how to finish teaching remotely, which worked, to his benefit to be home and be able to teach there. But he was saying he was trying to figure out the technology of how to create the virtual choirs, and it was like so interesting to see him, trying to dabble in this new tech. And it was expensive tech. It was like it's expensive editing, video editing. So yeah, I'm losing my train of thought. So I guess the first thing that I wanted to do was somehow see everybody every week. So we were meeting, and I continue to have guest speakers. I think a couple times maybe I said that I would share music, but it was very evident that everyone was really tired, and it was exhausting and really emotionally draining. I lost touch with a lot of students, which kind of scared me, actually. Like some students just completely disappeared from choir and like did not write back to my emails, and I just didn't see on any of the Zooms, and that was very disheartening because with being in contact with students so much, and I, teaching choir is very different, I think, from a classroom setting because you really connect, I think, in a different way with students, and I felt so it was just very hard to be separated from these students and not be able to check up on them. So I was trying really hard. I was emailing individual students and saying, are you okay? And I know a lot of students were not okay. And I think that it took a really big emotional toll on people. So I remember feeling very helpless and worried about people. And, because they didn't really have to show up to choir Zoom, I think not many people ended up showing up. And so it was a struggle to kind of maintain that community that I was talking about earlier. So that was a hard time. And that was a hard time for me, too. I mean, I felt like I was emotionally finding it difficult. And I was pregnant. And it was a scary time. And, So Yeah, I mean that was hard, and I think I'm sad still because some of those students who remained on Zoom maybe the next year or something, or just didn't come back to choir, I just kind of lost touch with, and so there was this big loss for me. The seniors last year, I just didn't really, some of them I didn't even get to see anymore, or especially the seniors, of course, who graduated in 2020. So I just had kind of a difficult, it's been a kind of a hard trajectory for choir, I think.
I guess, I mean, it's kind of hard because there were, like, as you said, like a lot of difficulties in that time. But I guess we're just wondering if there's kind of any unexpected positives from trying out this virtual format and like maybe things that you learned about virtual choral society that, kind of informed other aspects of either choir or just like life.
Well, I think it was I mean, I think I mentioned this last night, the fact that Zoom is so much better than Skype and that we have this technology now. I've always loved bringing composers and guest speakers in. But now it's just a little bit easier to do that. So I'm grateful for that opportunity. I still think that the virtual choral thing is just not, I never want to do that again. I hate it. Because it's just there's when you're sitting in a room recording, that's not the experience. I mean, that's not what choral singing is about, or ensemble make music making. I mean, it's just, you're not, it's community art, right? And it's not that's not what you're doing when you're doing it by yourself and like listening to yourself and critiquing yourself and not with other people and not feeling inspired. So I would be okay if we never had to do virtual choirs again, even though we just did one. And then that actually makes me think, in the Philippines, the group that we were just collaborating with, I mean, the fact that they're still virtual, I mean, my heart breaks for people who are still virtual, but it's just been, the pandemic's been really bad over there. And they basically didn't get vaccines. I mean, some family members only got vaccinated pretty recently. So it's like, it's hard to think that some people are still going through a lot of what we have already gone through and gotten past, which so I'm more grateful for these things. And I feel myself in rehearsals just feeling grateful, more grateful for the things that I definitely took for granted because, my goodness, like the last night when everyone was singing outside, after we got cookies, I mean, I missed that, like that spontaneous music making and the joy and just being together, that was just, it was so hard. So yeah, I guess, I mean, for me, it's like being able to connect with people, bringing guest artists, that's great, or being able to record ourselves. I think what was really interesting was that when people recorded themselves, they kind of had to learn the piece in a very strong way because you had to hold your own part. And so that was interesting because I think that was good for people in terms of their individual musicality development. Last year we did that piece that was half virtual, half were you there for that? Were you on campus? I don't even remember. It was the piece where the live choir sang, and then we had everyone else record virtually, separately, and so it was a hybrid, and so that was interesting to do a performance that way of like half live and half virtual. So, I think the live stream cameras have gotten better in our hall because we've had to live stream and record things differently. So there are definitely things that are good, but I still would not want to go back to that.
That's super fair. And you were just kind of mentioning this too, how then there was kind of this hybrid aspect. So I was wondering if you could just kind of transition into then we have, I guess it was the fall of 2020 and spring of 2021. Just what that looked like again, kind of how people chose into that, experienced that, and even your own feelings on how that went.
Well, first of all, I was super lucky because I was on maternity leave in the fall, and my poor husband was my replacement and had to do all of that. And I think it was so hard. I mean, I think a couple times Noah tried to do Jamulus, and he started getting really involved in like the tech stuff because he's a computer person. And God, I mean, it just looked exhausting. And then we had the face masks, 12-foot distance apart. 30-minute limit indoors. We had all the tents. We mostly did rehearsals outside in the tents, and it would be pouring rain. You couldn't hear anyone because the rain was so hard, or it was windy and everyone was cold. It's just amazing, like, that we persevered through a lot of those things. But yeah, the 12-foot distance, 25-person limit in a room, 30-minute limit. Oh my gosh. I mean, just all those things were really complicated, and at some point I was like, I don't know if it's is it worth this energy that we're putting in, because it's, I hope people are enjoying it still, but I think ultimately it was, because everyone was just happy to be singing something. And then we didn't really even have enough people to have like different choirs. It was just picking repertoire was very hard for me last year because we had like three tenors and basses in total, and then like 20 sopranos and altos. And then I was like, what in the world can I program? What music? And so I had to find, right? Were you there for the spring? So I had to find that one piece about stars where everyone was singing oohs and ahs, right? And it just like didn't matter which voice part. And so that was kind of neat to like have to find repertoire that worked and commission repertoire that was for this group. But yeah, that was exhausting. And I think in the fall of this school year, I mean, it just felt like a breath of fresh air. So I don't know. Yeah, it was a lot. I remember also finding it really weird to have to record our concerts and then stream them and be home able to watch the con and like I was able to watch the concert. That was weird to just like say, like, it's concert night. I'm online on my computer watching the concert that we pre-recorded. That was weird. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it. That was bizarre, but it was
Totally strange.
yeah.
I was like sitting there with a glass of wine in my pajamas watching our concert.
Yeah.
My gosh.
So yeah, I guess this is kind of just asking to examine and look at what choral society looks like today in terms of like how we're practicing, what does the community look like, especially in regards to just coming out of this pandemic. I think you spoke a bit to how there was a lot of loss experienced, but how is the, and from your perspective, the community in choir and the functionality of choir today, post pandemic?
I mean, I think we're as normal as possible, right? I think it's great. I think everyone's just really grateful to be there. And I'm finding that the younger students that are coming out of a difficult time where, they transitioned from high school, right, to college and didn't get to sing in those last couple years of high school. And so I think a lot of them are excited to be able to be a part of the singing community. So that's nice. And yeah, I mean, it feels to me like the community is strong, and I think, it's exciting, first of all, that we get to go on tour, because that's a chance for us to become a stronger community, and that was a loss as well, right? To not be able to go on any trips or do anything as a whole. Actually, right before the pandemic, the Glee Club went and sang at Lincoln Center, right? Like a couple weeks before the pandemic. So I feel really lucky that we got that in. But it's just, yeah, like these community things, like having dinner together or things like that. I mean, you just take those for granted. So the fact that we can do a lot of that now is really great. Yeah, I'm happy. So.
Well, in the spirit of some of our research that's kind of focusing on activism, I guess we're kind of wondering, what what ways, especially in the pandemic and the kind of awakening that the country was going through in the time, how has that influenced choir and your experience of choir, and, you know, what has that influenced?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think right now is such an important time for us to be singing music from all over the world, because I think that music and singing is opening doors and eyes to other communities that we may not understand. And I think that helps us to become stronger people, and just, you know, it helps humanity grow. So, I mean, I just think it's wonderful that we can do that. And I've always tried to have music from different places. I mean, that's always been something that I've been passionate about, and, you know, like diversity and thinking about equity, that's always been in my mind. But I think when, you know, our country was facing a lot, and just the Black Lives Matter movement, I mean, I think, to me, you know, commissioning Brandon Wattles, who is a Black composer, I mean, I've always commissioned him. He's a great friend of mine. But to me, it is even more important now to do music by him and by other composers from marginalized communities, because they are offering a voice, and being able to sing that music is just, you know, diving into this like human connection. And something that he said recently on our Zoom, you know, it was wonderful. He said, you know, we've all, you know, in humanity, we've all gone through loss and different experiences. And so we can relate to each other. You know, we really should be able to connect. And sometimes it's so easy for us to forget that, that kind of connection with our fellow humans, because we're so divided, and the internet's, you know, magnifies everything. And just, so I think singing, being able to be in a space with people who are from different places and different walks of life and different opinions, to sing a piece like Laura Halsotti, which is about if when my voice goes, your voice will remain. I mean, that sentiment is, you know, it's in Arabic, but like we all can relate to that, you know, and we all can think about that as humans. So, I mean, I think art and music now more than ever is important to create, because it just helps us to get outside of ourselves and be better human beings. And I just, you know, that's my goal as a teacher, is just to open our eyes and open our ears and share in that experience, because, you know, it's so easy to sit at your computer and be alone. And that's what we had to do for so long during the pandemic. And so now, you know, now that we have this opportunity, I want to encourage people to sort of say, okay, like, let's listen to each other better. Let's learn from the things that have happened. We're not a perfect society, and we need to use art and human expression to really connect with one another again. So, yeah, I think it's important. And I think that, you know, the way I program has shifted. It's always, like I said, I've always kind of had it in mind, but I think now it's nice to sort of weave it into the music that we do even more. So, yeah.
Well, that was all the questions that I put together. And thank you so much for answering them and really like going in depth with it. I really appreciate it.
Problem. And if you have anything else that comes up, just email me. Yes, that's fine. So, yeah, well, this is so cool. And I got your email, so I'll sign the consent form and everything, and I'll get that to you. And
awesome.
Yeah, this is awesome. And yes, I'm fine with this being kind of a part of whatever you need it to be a part of. So
awesome. Thank you so much. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you need anything else, but.
Yeah, I don't think so. Thank you so much. It was really interesting to learn from you and to learn, especially about like the importance of community as a thing that comes out of choir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been really nice to be able to be back together. So
yeah.
Hopefully everyone stays healthy and things are just up from here. So
yeah.
All right, well, have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.